Diabate from Mali. He collaborated with Malian blues guitarist Ali Farkatoure shortly before Ali's death to produce the CD simply entitled Ali and Toumani. This was their second collaboration, one that was recorded in a studio as opposed to the first, which was recorded on site in Mali. This second recording is much more poignant, as Ali was very ill during its recording, and it made it all the more sweeter by Toumani's comment in the liner notes as it being, quote, a recording to savor.
Thank you.
the CD, Ali and Toumani, by the late Malian blues guitarist Ali Farkatoure and choirmaster Toumani Diabaté. We began with a piece entitled Ruby, and followed that with Bi Mang Khan. Toumani Diabaté has collaborated with musicians from all over the world and in a wide variety of musical styles. This next set shows him flexing his musical muscle in styles varying from Cuban Malian fusion to flamenco Malian combinations.
del desierto que lleva contigo dulce y amargo momento.
From the 1994 CD Songhai 2 by the flamenco group Ketama and choir master from Mali, Tumani Diabate. We just heard Pozo del Deseo. Before that, Tumani's contribution to the CD Afrocubism with musicians from both Mali and Cuba. among them from the Buena Vista Social Club, Eliades Ochoa, who provided the vocals on Al Viaven de Mi Carita. We also heard Molly Cuba from that same CD. In this next set, another master of the kora, Mamadou Diabaté from his Grammy-winning recording, Dugamansa. And we'll follow that up with a past Festival International performer, kora master Ba Sissoko.
Thank you.
from their CD Electric Griotland, that was Basse Soko, a past Festival International performer. Many may remember them as the group with the two electric choras up front and center stage. We heard the traditional tune A la Laque. Before that, another past Festival International performer, Mamadou Diabaté, performing the title cut from his CD Dugamansa. Many are the multicolored threads that weave this auditory tapestry of music of the harp. You're listening to Harpistry here on KRVS 88.7 FM. Next up, music of the Middle Eastern and Indian santur. This instrument is similar to a hammered dulcimer, but is played with featherweight mallets called mizrab. Their lightweight enables the performer to do some amazingly fast runs as well as some haunting vocal-like effects.
Thank you.
Azam Ali from her CD Elysium for the Brave, we heard Spring Arrives. In addition to her amazingly flexible vocals, Azam Ali also plays the Middle Eastern santur. And also in that set was a piece performed on santur called Dub Darvish from the CD Caravan of Light with Alan Husham on santur. I'll leave you with another example of a santur, this time from India, from the CD The Essential Ravi Shankar, with his longtime santur player, Tarun Bhattacharya. This is Sandhya Raga. Harpistry was produced in Cypress Lake Studios on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thank you for joining me on Harpistry.